All right, great to have you back with us. Boy, we've got a good game coming up tonight. Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants. Very underrated, I think, really, all year long. And John Gray, a tough customer, 29 years old, for the Colorado Rockies. A lot of things happening in baseball, and one of the more exciting things north of the border, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. And Keegan Matheson joins us from MLB.com. Keegan, the Toronto Blue Jays are a story, and they've lost three straight at a bad time now. How do you feel about this ball club right now?
It's interesting to see them come back down to earth. It was such a great start to the month of September. The run they went on with their offense finally leading the way, and this is something you had to expect, but the timing is always tough with the Yankees doing what they're doing and the Mariners really surprising a lot of people by sneaking up and right now tied with the Blue Jays in that wild card race. So they need to get back on track quickly. Robbie Ray is on the mound today, and that's the best start they could have. But a skid right now, a three-gamer, tough to call a skid, but the urgency of the moment and how many games they have left, I think you have to.
Well, the Yankees are losing tonight to Boston, and that was 2-1. That is in the top of the eighth. So I guess if you're a Blue Jay fan, you're a Red Sox fan tonight.
You are. It's an unnatural feeling for a lot of folks, I think. But I think the ideal scenario for the Blue Jays is the Red Sox winning a couple there because the Yankees come to town in Toronto next on Tuesday, coming out of an off day for Toronto. So that is, I think, what the season will come down to. They have a series against the Orioles to end it out, but winning that series against the Yankees, whether they take two of three or if they need all three, I think it's all going to lean on that.
Well, it comes down to pitching. And look, I know the Blue Jays, and Howard Bryant was on with us earlier explaining that baseball is different today. It's a three-outcome sport of walk, strikeout, home run, and not necessarily, you know, all pitching and starting pitching. You know, the old days of Clemens or Hershiser or Koufax or Dave Stewart, those days don't exist anymore. But what about the Blue Jays pitching? Is it strong enough starting-wise and bullpen-wise?
Starting, I think it is at this point for Toronto. They've got Hyunjin Ryu in the IL, and the picture right now compared to what it was in spring training is the complete opposite. Back in spring training, we were looking at this and thinking, okay, it's Hyunjin Ryu and who else? Who's going to be the number two or number three? Right now, Ryu would be a four or five in this rotation with how he's pitching if he gets back healthy. But Robbie Ray has been the story of the season for this team, coming out and pitching like a Cy Young candidate and potentially winner coming up here. Adding Jose Berrios was a big one for this team. Alec Manoah, the rookie, really accelerated his timeline. And then you have Steven Matz, a guy who doesn't get talked about quite as much, but in terms of a number four or five, gives you exactly what you want. So that group, I think, is enough, certainly with this lineup. The bullpen, hey, we'll see. There have been some real problems in that bullpen through the season. You like Jordan Romano in the ninth. You like Tim Mazza in the eighth. Adam Simber was a good addition. But in terms of playoff teams who can go three, four, five deep with really dominant relievers, the Blue Jays are not there right now, so they're going to need some deep starts from their rotation.
Okay. All right. Keegan Matheson with us. He covers the Blue Jays for MLB.com. Well, we saw a lot of Robbie Ray with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he was 4 2/3, 5 1/3, 7 strikeouts, and then he'd be gone. Has he gone beyond that now?
I feel like I've written the same Robbie Ray story 30 times this year, which is 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. It's amazing the consistency because every year in free agency or around the league, there are dozens of Robbie Rays, guys who have the talent, can do it on one night and look like the best pitcher in baseball. But then there's 4 or 5 outings, like you said, where it's 4 1/3 over and over, struggling with control. And Ray led the league in walks last year. You know, when he came back on a 1-year, $8 million deal, it was very much about proving it and finding a way to get that right. And he has not just been one of the best pitchers in baseball, and that talent was always there, but it's the consistency this year that has just been amazing. Start to start, inning to inning, his control, just living in the zone and being confident that, hey, my stuff is really good, and even if I'm over the plate, it's good enough to beat guys, and he's done just that.
Well, interesting. Robbie Ray, of course, we saw a lot of him, and I think he's a key to the Toronto's success, being that one guy who can get into the seventh inning. Tonight it's an interesting matchup, Robbie Ray on the hill. Now, will he go against the Yankees if he pitches tonight? What do they do?
he is lined up to go at the tail end of that series against the Yankees, it would be. And then in a perfect scenario for the Blue Jays, he comes back around for that wild card game, whoever that is against. And Ray would be a fascinating one, too, okay, if you were getting him into a playoff series. If he's coming back around on short rest, that's way down the road. But the setup right now, Blue Jays want him to come back around for that wild card.
What happened to George Springer? Now, this was one of the big free agent signings. And look, the Blue Jays crushed the ball. Marcus Semien is one home run away from tying Davey Johnson's record for a second baseman. We just talked about that last weekend when Davey set the record at 43. Vlad Jr. But George Springer was going to be the guy that says, wow, this team is a murderer's row.
And he was especially supposed to be that right now, late September and October. That's really the appeal of Springer for the Blue Jays. Yes, he is a superstar player, but he has been there and done that and succeeded late in season. So Springer, I don't think, has been close to 100% much of this season. There were the quad injuries earlier in the year, then the knee injury recently. He's running better. He's playing the field much better. But when you are off that many times and behind that many times, you're catching up to pitchers and relievers who are in their groove, who are pitching as well as they have all year. And right now, Springer is just plain searching for it. He's hitting 157 since coming back on August 30th, I believe it was. And at the top of this lineup, everyone knows that's not enough. And it's in there for Springer, but this is a frustrating balance for the Blue Jays because you know it's there. You know you almost have to keep rolling him out, number one in the lineup where he has been so good. But man, oh man, with eight games left, you've got to hope that shows up tonight or tomorrow.
Boy, interesting. Well, let's talk Marcus Semien a little bit, of course, from Cal, and we knew him out here in the Bay Area with the A's. 42 home runs. Is he legitimately, and I know it's a fabulous season, but is he in the MVP race or is that Ohtani's all the way?
I still think that's an Ohtani conversation. And then a few steps behind, you see Vladdy. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with an MVP-worthy season, just not this year. There's a guy doing something pretty amazing, even better than what we're seeing from Vladdy. But to see Semien in that 3-4-5 conversation, absolutely. You know, what he has done to this team, when you really drill down into the definition of valuable, you know, what he's done for them on and off the field, a leader to this team, and not just offensively with those big numbers, a career year offensively, but he's been really good defensively, moving over to second base, which was not his position for years in Oakland. And there has been no awkward transition whatsoever. He has been rock solid there. And the value he's given the Blue Jays on that one-year, $18 million deal, both sides were making a bet there. And man, both sides are winning that one right now.
Does he re-sign with the Blue Jays or is he gone?
You know what? I think if you're Marcus Semien, it's going to be pretty enticing to listen to 30 bidders after the season you have had. And it would surprise me if he were to come back to the Blue Jays. Certainly not impossible by any means, but when you look at the majority odds of where he would end up, he's going to have a lot of suitors, especially able to play both infield positions, and there's going to be a lot of teams looking at what he's just done, making a pretty serious run at Semien.
Yeah, he's been terrific. Unbelievable. And Davey Johnson has the record with the old Atlanta Braves. 43 home runs for a second baseman. Marcus Semien is one away from that. Keegan Matheson is with us. He covers the Blue Jays for MLB.com. You got a good look at Tampa Bay this week. It seems like every time I turn around, Toronto's playing Tampa Bay. It seems like you play them every week. What did you think of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, the Rays are a team that's really built to play the Blue Jays so well because they do not have the star names of the Blue Jays, but they do everything so clean and tight.
You know, go ahead. Did we lose Keegan there, Raf? Did we lose? Okay, let's see. Why don't you see if we can get him back here for the last minute or two and see if we can get him back here. While we're doing that, the A's just walked off the Astros, 2-1. Oh, Keegan, you're back. Okay, go ahead.
I've got you here.
Yes, you're back.
Beautiful.
The Rays are a clean team. They do everything right. Go ahead.
They do. And for a young team like the Blue Jays, not as young anymore, but there were so many times where the Rays were kind of the big brother in that relationship. And that rivalry has really picked up lately with Kiermaier and the Ryan Barucki suspension we saw recently. But two teams that are going to see a lot of each other, maybe even in that ALDS if the Blue Jays could make it there. But a team that is really built for that postseason baseball, a team that's built for winning those 2-1, 3-2 games you see so often in October. And, of course, Kevin Cash, just a fantastic manager who was pressing all the right buttons for them.
Well, it's interesting. You had a tweet just a little while ago. Manoah and Ryu, they have something in common. Was that the two?
That's right. Alek Manoah and Hyunjin Ryu, they are two very different personalities. You know, Manoah, the big personality, the confident, chest-pounding guy you'll see on the mound, and Ryu is stoic, silent, and confident. But he's taken Manoah under his wing kind of quietly this year. Those are two big guys who have put down some big bills at the steakhouses and Korean barbecues on the road and in Toronto. But it's amazing to see some of those relationships. Now, we don't see it as much this year out of the clubhouses, but certainly on the field, you're seeing Ryu, even not having his best season, having a bit of an impact on those young guys.
All right, look, I appreciate having you on. I've been a Blue Jay fan all year. I sort of picked, that was my dark horse team to make something happen. So you've got the three-game losing streak, but you get the Yankees next week and all that home run power. So good baseball. Keegan, I appreciate you being on. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll hear more from the Blue Jays next weekend, I'm sure. All right. Bill is back up next with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Bill has got the talk back today and, of course, extra innings tonight. And then we are back with you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And, of course, we've got our original Joe's contest, and I'll tweet that out a little bit later tonight. Pick the score correctly and dinner for two at Original Joe's. We've had a lot of happy winners. All right, Bill coming back with Mark Simon right after this.